Welcome to Skopos. Skopos is the Greek word for focus. Listen as WDCX General Manager Brett Larson helps us focus in on topics that encourage and challenge us in our daily lives.
In Nehemiah chapter 2, we see that Nehemiah was a leader. He worked for the king of Persia in the capital. He was an administrator and was well respected. Persia controlled Jerusalem and much of Judea, as about 80 years before, Persia conquered Babylon and Cyrus decreed that the Jews could return home. Nehemiah had heard of many issues that Ezra, the high priest, and the Jews were having rebuilding Jerusalem. It broke his heart and he was praying for God to continue to lead in the restoration of his people to their homeland. God had already been working through circumstances as the Persians overtook the Babylonians and were much more friendly toward allowing exiles to return to their home country to rebuild. God had also been preparing the heart of the king of Persia for favor toward Nehemiah. Furthermore, it was highly likely that Esther was the queen mentioned in Nehemiah 2, which gave Nehemiah further favor. Finally, one day the king asked Nehemiah what was wrong with him, and Nehemiah responded with a request born out of prayer and from God's vision for him. Nehemiah never imagined God would use him to fulfill his plan, but he desired to discover God's vision and act when he knew it was time. The king's question was when Nehemiah knew it was time to act. There's two things we can learn from Nehemiah's vision as we begin the new year. Number one, vision arises out of our burden to know the will of God, to become whatever it is God wants us to become. Vision is us moving toward what God has for us. It's discovering where Christ wants to take us. In contrast, goal setting is the projection of our perceptions of what we want to accomplish. Goal setting is man-derived, and when not directly related to vision, it has to be subservient to it. In this new year, let's ask for God's vision to become a part of what He's doing. Setting personal goals is fine, but it pales in comparison to the joy and excitement of realizing God's vision for our lives.
Thanks for listening, and we hope you were challenged and that Skopos has left you thinking. For more from Brett Larson and Skopos, go to WDCXradio.com and click on Skopos.